Hello and welcome to Swiss Info. I'm Susan Fogel-Masika in Bern. How would you react if you were out for the evening and some people started shouting insults at you and your date? Today our topic is homosexuality, and more specifically, what it's like to grow up gay or lesbian in Switzerland. I spoke with three individuals about their experiences of coming out and dating. In these days of changing ways, so-called liberated days, a story comes to mind, a friend of mine. Georgia boy was gay, I guess, nothing more or nothing less, the kindest guy I ever knew. Amal Shawi is 46. She's half Swiss and half Moroccan and grew up in Bern. When she came to our studio, she was about to take on the role of Secretary of the Pink Cross, a Swiss organization for gay men. She's also a presenter for Switzerland's gay radio station. She and her girlfriend have been together for 3 years. When did you realize that you were a lesbian?
I think when I was born. I just came out. That was my coming out. I was born that way.
But maybe what I'm asking is, when did you realize that you were in the minority? That maybe this was not what people expected?
Do you know, a minority is always only a minority. You feel always as a minority when you are surrounded by other people with other thoughts. So my luck was to be from the beginning of discovering my sexuality as a teenager, 14 years more or less, surrounded by gay men and lesbians.
You were surrounded by?
Yeah. My mother was a single mother and a very intelligent, powerful, working woman, a good role model. And as a physical therapist, she had many artists always invited in our house. So I've never had this experience from a so-called normal family, I think.
So it seems then you were lucky then to be able to grow up exposed to lots of people, like you say, of different sexual orientations.
At home, yeah. In school it was different.
Okay.
Because I think it's a characteristic to be a leader or not. You're a follower or a leader. Women in general are always followers. And so this is the double discrimination, I think, as a lesbian and as a woman. But in school, a friend came to me. It was a boy, and he said, oh, we want to become a lesbian. How do we do that? And
sorry. A boy wanted to become...
Yeah, of course. They thought, oh, Amal is cool, though. Yeah, I couldn't help him. Now he has a family himself, and I'm sure his kids will grow up as well. Very open-minded, I hope so.
And what was it like then in school? I mean, I suppose you had health class, I don't know at what age, where they talked about reproduction and dating. And what was that like?
For me, it was always strange because at home I had a different background. My friends were gay as well. For me, it wasn't a problem. And I mentioned that to the teacher. She was a woman, thanks God, as well. Very open-minded. And I think she was a lesbian as well. And she said all the time, maybe in 10 years. And these were the 80s. So pretty socially more open-minded than now. Now we have a backlash. Because of the century of AIDS and so on, people want to be stable and marry and are afraid of many things. So she mentioned this teacher all the time. It's good that you question things and that you bring yourself into it. Without this background in my family, I probably never survived it. So.
And she said in 10 years, what happened?
She said, wait 10 years, when you'll be 24, maybe the society will be more open. She wasn't right. It was the same. But then I was older, mm-hmm. growing up, had my own voice and could start to fight. That's refreshing to fight.
So what do you feel like you've had to fight?
Against social discrimination, of course, not political discrimination so much. You know, in Switzerland, we have now this ability to inscribe our partnerships, mm-hmm. not adoption rights, but that will come. Our Bundesrat in Switzerland said yes to it. But socially, yes, because Switzerland is very conservative. We have many people from third world countries. I know African countries very well myself. I'm half caste from Morocco. And this influence isn't very great for us. I mean, that's bad. It's a backlash. Switzerland is full of people Straight people, very straight, fiercely straight people. The social discrimination is very high. You don't get a job as a gay activist. You can forget that in Switzerland.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But how would they even know if you applied for a job? I mean,
they Google you.
Okay, these days
they know
Google
the name,
you.
And I'm in open public. I'm sorry, they
mm-hmm. Yeah,
they don't like that. They're afraid, probably, from the power, from the knowledge we have, from those experiences we have. I think it's just fear.
And I mean, there are signs of hope, wouldn't you say? For example, the mayor of Zurich, Corinne Mauch, is a lesbian.
Yeah, but she lives in the middle of a society. What can do one person?
So, if the situation is so tough in Switzerland, why do you stay?
Because here I can fight and do something. I will go to Morocco in September, and there I have also the option. I think we have a social...
sort of a responsibility.
Responsibility as well, yeah. 'Cause this girl, I was made for you. You were made for me. I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me.
I also chatted with Marco Arn, a 33-year-old human resources consultant who grew up in the suburbs of Bern. Marco is currently single, but his longest relationship lasted 8 years. He was about 20 when he realized that he was gay. He told me about his first date and why dating is still a challenge.
We went out in Bern, and it was really great, because it was the first time I was able to go out as a gay man and be myself. Then at the end of the evening, we walked to the train station together. We said goodbye without hugging or kissing, but then a group of teens walked by and pointed at us, saying, "Look at those two faggots." I still can't explain why it happened. We shook hands, but that was it. And going out on that date had taken so much courage in the first place. So I was just devastated. I wondered if that would be my future. People pointing and mocking me. But luckily, that was actually the only time something like that happened.
And what's dating like for you now?
Exhausting.
Why is that?
Because I always seem to go for the wrong ones. No, but it is kind of difficult to meet people, I find. There used to be gay discos, and you could meet people there. Today, people can move around more freely anyway, so you have to look around more carefully. People aren't labeled gay or straight.
But don't you have gaydar?
I don't have gaydar, but I do seem to have a preference for hetero men. You know, David Beckham introduced the term metrosexual, and it's true. Today, there are so many men who are more interested in their appearance, more so than in the past. They wear jewelry, big earrings, cologne, so the clichés we used to have about gay men, being more interested in fashion and styling than straight guys, that's somehow no longer the case. They just don't stand out anymore.
I'm gonna go, there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky. 200 degrees, just while they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you.
Originally from Flums in eastern Switzerland, Michel Kennel Torres is 44. He works for the communications department of the Swiss Armed Forces. He's also a newlywed. In 2011, he fell in love with a Brazilian man who he met in Zurich. They got married in Bern in the spring of 2012. When did you realize that you were gay?
I realized it quite early. It was in my 20s when I was studying at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology.
So what was that like?
So I realized that I prefer to look at men, of course, and this was somehow... no surprise, but somehow also a shock, because I didn't want to be like this. Because in the early 90s, it was totally different than nowadays.
How is it different?
Today is much more easygoing, I think. It's much more accepted by society than in the 90s. I felt uncomfortable also because of the family. It was not easy in the family. I have three brothers, one sister. Of course, in this family was no talking about this subject. I did the high school in Davos, so I was living there in the school 7 years. And of course, I was looking also to boys, but I didn't realize that I was gay. I dated girls. I had girlfriends. Also, I had girlfriends over 10, 15 years until I finally not decided, but told to myself, no, this is only some trial to escape or to suppress it.
So then back when you were in school, when they had, say, health class, did they ever talk about that openly in your school?
We did talk about that this exists because then in the 90s was, of course, the big discussion about AIDS, Freddie Mercury. So in the 80s, when I was in school in Davos, this was a shock. So this was something bad. This was something dangerous. So also there it was in our school a little bit much suppressed also in the talkings between the other students.
So you mean not just that the AIDS was considered dangerous and negative, but also homosexuality?
Of course, because AIDS was then thought, thinking from homosexuality. When you think of the movie Streets of Philadelphia, this is a typical situation there. And we have been feeling like this too.
So did you also feel uncomfortable then at university? Did you feel, because what was it like when you came out? Can you maybe describe who you first told and what their reactions
were? So my coming out was quite late. In fact, it was not more than about 4 years ago that I started to tell friends from army that I'm gay. So in all this time, I suppressed it. I was living with this quite okay during my life in Zurich, during my first years in the army. But of course, it was no subject for me. I dated sometimes girls, I dated sometimes boys, but I was not living the life.
I see. And so you were then about 39 when you came out?
About, yeah.
Wow, okay. And yeah, this is the other question. I mean, in the army, that's thought of as a very macho, masculine world. So what was it like then to know that you preferred men, but to be with some colleagues who would probably really not like that?
I was, of course, concerned about what other friends from me in same rank might think. But in fact, I saw the last 2 years that it's absolutely no problem.
And well, that's good. That's good. And were they surprised?
Some, which I told personally, have been surprised, but also proud that I was telling them. I had trust in them to tell them. Others have been surprised in a, let's say, shy way, but was no problem at all, a little bit talking in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Most of people have had very good reactions, in fact.
And also with your family, your brothers?
This was quite interesting. So my family realized it, I think, earlier than I told them.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, they accepted it very good. And one of my brothers told me, okay, I'm sorry for all those bad gay jokes I did in the last 20 years. But in fact, it was absolutely no problem. I think you have to live with this as part of yourself and not to take this as a personal thing.
And do you ever wish that you had come out earlier?
Many times.
Really?
Many times, yeah. This was for sure too late. And of course, I feel now what I was missing during so long time.
And it must be a relief to just be yourself and not pretending to be somebody you're not.
It's absolutely. You can lead your life in a very easy way. And it's about talking in business, making jokes and everything. So it's absolutely no problem at all.
Thanks for listening. I'm Susan Fogel-Masika.